This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oriel Park Cannon Yards at Pickles Pub, where we get reacquainted with everyone, Tom and the Crush Bus and everybody down there. But earlier in the program, we started with innings pitched. I said Charlie Morton. Nolan, you went with Eplin. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right.
And you went Eplin?
No, I went Kramer.
Kramer. Oh, right. All right. ERA, I want Povich. We're talking about starting pitchers here.
Mm-hmm. Sagano, a wild card pick for me.
And you want G-Rod, assuming
yes,
he makes 15 appearances. Now, wins. Last year, Corbin Burnes led the Orioles in wins with 15. Wins are no longer the end-all, be-all. Before, when you talk about starting pitcher getting in a Hall of Fame, how many wins do they have?
20?
Now it's like, well, what's his whip? What's the whatever. And it is kind of a strong indicator of how effective you really are, but... Grayson Rodriguez was second with 13. Burnes is in Arizona. Rodriguez is on the IL. So, Nolan McGraw, I ask you, who will lead the Orioles starters in wins in 2025?
This is a tough one. I mean, you could really go any direction just because you laid it out there. I mean, sometimes there's no rhyme or reason behind individual performance being linked to wins. I mean, there always seems to be one pitcher every year who gets off to a hot start or is riding a really hot month and just never gets run support. But they're still going out there and dealing on a every five-day basis. So if I got to pick one, I'm probably going with a guy who I think is going to be there from game one to game 162, and that would lead me to Charlie Morton. You know, didn't think that he would throw the most innings pitched, but I think that longevity will lead him, plus with a little bit of help with some run support, he'll be the guy that ends up with the most wins.
Well, I'm going to, since I took Kramer as my most innings pitched, I'm going to take Kramer to have the most wins. Might only be like 13.
I had eight a year ago, 8-10 last year.
And he spent time on the IL. But, you know, can you win your division or get to the playoffs with four guys around 10 to 12 wins? Or do you need kind of that studly guy? I'm with you. I'm going Charlie Morton. We'll lead the Orioles in wins with Cade Povich being my wild card, no pun intended, to finish second, if not lead in that category. Right. I'm really liking his upside. I'm drinking the Povich Kool-Aid today.
Well, it was just nice to see after the great spring he had that got rewarded. And, mm-hmm. I mean, there was some hesitation. It seemed like some doubt out there the past couple weeks that they could pull the rug out from underneath him, and he might start the year in AAA and have to work his way up. But I don't know. It just never seemed likely to me. So good to see that they just went with the obvious choice.
And he added a new pitch to the arsenal, one of these new fancy terms for a breaking ball. So hopefully that parlays into regular season success. Last year, as we get to the bullpen, Craig Kimbrel led the Orioles in saves of 23. We all know how that ended. 2 years ago, Felix Bautista had 33 before he went on the IL. Nolan McGraw, first of all, will the leader in saves exceed 23 saves? And who will that save guy be?
Yeah, I'm not going to overthink this one. Right. It will be more than 23, and it will be Bautista. Even with a cautious start or an entire season approach of trying to limit him as much as possible, not use him when it's absolutely necessary. Just your other options just aren't great at all. I mean, we've seen spots here and there of Cano being thrown in that role. Doesn't stick. Dominguez, you know what he did down the stretch last year. It's not great. His spring was awful. So I just don't think there's anyone there that's a clear cut, he's going to actually challenge Bautista in that department.
Yeah, I say the same thing. I say Bautista, and I would say that if it isn't Bautista, they're in trouble.
Yeah, and this is kind of a duh.
Yeah.
Unless he gets hurt, Felix Bautista. And real quick, last year, Yennier Cano led the Orioles pitchers in appearances with 70, who will lead the Orioles in appearances this year. He's rubber-armed, we know that, about Yennier Cano, but Keegan Aiken was pushing 70 himself, too.
Yeah, this one's tough. And I don't know if you really want to put either one of those guys in that spot again. I mean, I look at a Jacob Webb. He had 60 appearances last year and almost seemed like they were ready to throw him just in the trash can as soon as the season was done, saying, all right, we got every last bit of juice out of this orange. Time to throw the rind in the trash. So can you afford to have Cano use that much in back-to-back years? It's a dangerous game, but without any other clear-cut options, I'm going to stick with Cano here.
How about you talk about rubber arm? How about Suarez, if he's going to be in the bullpen all the time? I go Suarez, Bob.
Yeah, I was thinking about him too, Vinny, but with the inevitable injury.
And he's going to get a start.
Then he'll get to the rotation. Then we see him every fifth day. But if everyone stays healthy, because like Aiken, he can give you multiple innings. Bautista, Dominguez, they're one-inning guys. We're not getting five-out saves from Felix Bautista, we don't think, at least early in the season. But I'll stick with... I'll go Cano, because something tells me Suarez is going to be making at least 8 to 10, maybe more starts this year.
And don't sleep on, I guess, C&L Perez. He had 62 appearances last year. Maybe he's in the combo.
Yeah, he didn't give up any home runs, which is good. And he caught a lot of home runs with his hat, which put him on the put him on SportsCenter all the time. Tomorrow, we'll start getting to position players. Orioles' best player is going to start on IL. But he wasn't going to be my pick for most valuable Oriole anyway. And we'll get into that when we return tomorrow morning for Woman Crush Wednesday. But we still have another hour to go. NFL lunch coming up next. Another draft profile staying on the D-line, this time going to Ann Arbor. A guy that in all likelihood will be long gone by the time the Ravens select at 27. And we'll talk about the start of the baseball season, division predictions, and all that fun stuff with Gabe Lax at the bottom of the hour.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.